Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke is an American radio and Western television drama series created by director Norman McDonnell and writer John Meston. The stories take place in and around Dodge City, Kansas, during the settlement of the American West. The radio version ran from 1952 to 1961 and is commonly regarded as one of the finest radio dramas of all time. In the late 1940s, CBS chairman William S. Paley, a big fan of The Adventures of Philip Marlowe, asked his programming chief, Hubble Robinson, to develop a hard-boiled Western series. Robinson contacted his West Coast CBS vice president, Harry Ackerman, who had created the Philip Marlowe series, to take on the task. Ackerman and his scriptwriters, Mort Fine and David Friedkin, created an audition script called Mark Dillon Goes to Gougei. Two auditions were created in 1949. The first was very much like a hard-boiled detective series and starred Ray Billingsley as Dillon. The second starred Straight Arrow actor Howard Culver in a more Western, lighter version of the same script. CBS liked the Culver version better, and Ackerman was given the green light to proceed. But there was a complication. Culver's contract as the star of Straight Arrow would not allow him to do another Western series. So the project was shelved until 3 years later, when Norman McDonnell and John Meston discovered it while looking to create an adult Western series of their own. McDonnell and Meston wanted to create a radio Western for adults in contrast to the prevailing juvenile fare such as The Lone Ranger and The Cisco Kid. Gunsmoke was set in Dodge City, Kansas during the thriving cattle days of the 1870s. John Dunning, in his 1989 Oxford University Press book entitled On the Air, The Encyclopedia of Old-Time Radio, notes, quote, "The show drew critical acclaim for unprecedented realism," unquote. He also writes that, among old-time radio fans, quote, "Gunsmoke is routinely placed among the best shows of any kind at any time," unquote. The show's cast, writing, and sound effects have received much praise. The radio series first aired on April 26, 1952. The first episode was Billy the Kid, written by Walter Newman, and ran until June 18, 1961, on CBS. It starred William Conrad as Marshal Matt Dillon, Howard McNear as the ghoulish, brittle, and then, as the series progressed, kind-hearted Doc Charles Adams, Georgia Ellis as Kitty Russell, and Parley Bear as Dillon's assistant, but not his deputy, named Chester Proudfoot. On the television series, Doc's first name was changed to Galen, and Chester's last name was changed to Good. Chester's character had no surname until Proudfoot was ad-libbed by Bear during an early rehearsal, while Doc Adams was named after cartoonist Charles Adams. In a 1953 interview with Time magazine, McDonald declared, quote, "Kitty is just someone Matt has to visit every once in a while. We never say it, but Kitty is a prostitute, plain and simple," unquote. William Conrad was actually one of the last actors who auditioned for the role of Marshal Dillon. He was already one of radio's busiest actors and had a powerful and distinctive baritone voice. Though Meston championed him, McDonnell thought that Conrad might be overexposed. During his audition, however, Conrad won over McDonnell after reading just a few lines. The show was distinct from other radio westerns, as the dialogue was often slow and halting, and due to the outstanding sound effects, listeners had a nearly palpable sense of the prairie terrain where the show was set. The effects were subtle but multi-layered, giving the show a spacious feel. John Dunning writes, quote, "The listener heard extraneous dialogue in the background, just above the muted shouts of kids playing in an alley. He heard noises from the next block, too, where the inevitable dog was barking," unquote. Dillon, as portrayed by Conrad, was a lonely, isolated man, toughened by a hard life. Meston relished the upending of cherished Western fiction clichés and thought that few Westerns gave any inkling as to how brutal the Old West really was. Dunning writes that Meston was especially disgusted by the archetypal Western hero and set out to destroy that type of character that he loathed. In Meston's view, quote, "Dillon was almost always as scarred as the homicidal psychopaths who drifted into Dodge from all directions," unquote. Dunning writes that Dillon, quote, "played his hand and often lost. He arrived too late to prevent a lynching. He amputated a dying man's leg and lost a patient anyway. He saved a girl from brutal rapists and then found him unable to offer her what she needed to stop her from moving into life as a prostitute, unquote. Some listeners, such as the Vintage Radio Authority Dunning, have argued that the radio version of Gunsmoke was far more realistic than the TV series. Episodes were aimed at adults and featured some of the most explicit content of their time, including violent crimes, scalpings, massacres, and opium addicts. Many episodes ended on a somber note, and villains often got away with their crimes. Nonetheless, thanks to the subtle scripts and outstanding ensemble cast, over the years the program evolved into a warm, often humorous celebration of human nature. Not long after the show began, there was talk of adapting it to television. Privately, McDonald had a guarded interest in taking the show to television, but publicly he declared that, quote, our show is perfect for radio, unquote. And he feared that, as Dunning writes, quote, Gunsmoke confined by a picture couldn't possibly be as authentic or attentive to detail, unquote. In the end, writes Dunning, CBS simply took it away from McDonald and began preparing for the television version of Gunsmoke. Conrad and the others were given auditions, but they were little more than token efforts, especially in Conrad's case due to his obesity. However, Meston was kept on as the main writer. In the early years, a majority of the TV episodes were adapted from the radio scripts, often using identical scenes and dialogue. Dunning wrote, quote, that radio fans considered the TV show a sham and its players imposters should surprise no one. That the TV show was not a sham is due in no small part to the continued strength of Meston's scripts, unquote. McDonald and Meston continued the radio version of Gunsmoke until 1961, making it one of the most enduring vintage radio dramas. The Gunsmoke radio theme song and later TV theme song was titled Old Trails and was also known as Boot Hill. The theme was written by Rex Corey and Glenn Spencer. The original radio version was conducted by Rex Corey. The TV version was thought to have first been conducted by CBS West Coast music director Lud Gluskin. There were differences between the characters on the radio and TV versions of Gunsmoke. The radio series Doc was acerbic, somewhat mercenary, and borderline alcoholic, at least in the program's early years. The television Doc, though still crusty, was in many ways softer and warmer. Miss Kitty, who in the radio series likely engaged in prostitution, was viewed more as the proprietor of a saloon on the television series, and except for a few early scripts taken from the radio series, viewers only saw Miss Kitty as a kind-hearted businesswoman. For this audio brief, materials were excerpted from Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia. For the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, I'm Sue, your announcer. Enjoy the show!